Casey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, yes sir, for another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things KC Sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on a Saturday night, baby. Yes, I haven't posted the episode yet. That's going to come right off the bat, right in a minute, as we record here recap game one of another football school for the K-State baseball team. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much again for hanging in there with me. There it is. Crazy time. It's actually been a solid Saturday, actually. Wasn't supposed to work today, and despite all that, worked anyway. So there's that, and got a little heated a little bit. I'm a little wound up right now, baby. So maybe there's a chance Tuesday he's gonna be in the state of Kansas, baby. Woo! I can't. You know what? Screw it. I cannot wait. I'm wound up. And you guys should be fired up about your K-State baseball team. Also, we talk football, men's women's basketball, women's sports, women's rowing has been action this weekend. We'll get to all that here as I got a workers' weekend going on. So bear with me here as we move along here. Let me see here. Yeah, women's tennis has been action as well. They lost last night. Maybe tomorrow morning, I'll recap the track and field, what they've been doing down there in Nationals. Big man, Travis Schofield, in your ranked all year long indoor men's and women's track and field teams. But first, yeah, and yes, I know. I'm not going to promise that because every time I say something, I don't do it. So the Casey Alexander episode's coming. More than likely tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, not today, because I went, again, from point A to point B, and like usual, I'm late to everything, so I apologize about that, but I'm gonna get this up immediately, at least to get that going. K-State baseball, all over Houston. 28 last night in game one, another one. So they basically picked up right where they left off when they squashed South Dakota State, and this actually reminded me of the SIUE when they put them to sleep there as well. But this game was locked up 3-3 in the middle frames, and all of a sudden, KC said, "You know what? We just gotta stop playing around and put the belt to ass." Yeah, well, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Yep, belt to ass on Houston. My guy Shantiro went deep last night. To break this tie, and then everything just caved in on Houston there after that as well. Pete Hughes, your skipper, your head coach, your manager, whatever floats your boat for K-State baseball team. It was a groundbreaking game in a lot of ways, but it was also as ugly as a Friday night contest in the Big 12 can get on both sides, really. He goes on to say here, quote, "You know, we're balking people in, hit by pitches, walks, leaving runners on base, but that's baseball too. It's a difficult game, and I do appreciate that at the high level we're playing at right now, it's so hard." Let me see. Yeah, so K-State, for the fourth year in a row, this is all caps, fourth year in a row, has scored their the official Big 12 opening game of this four straight seasons that K-State baseball has done that. Look, I've been saying they've been rolling now. They've been rolling, and their offense can, at the rate they've been moving, as we take a look inside the box score here on this belt-ass Saturday night. And by the way, I'm recording this right now. Game two just started. So game two just started, literally. So there's that. But K-State, yeah, Houston went on the board first. And then K-State answered, tied the game in the top half of the second. And then Houston went right back up 3-2. And then K-State tied it. It was tied until the big four-run fifth inning. Then K-State added 3-6. And then Houston responded with 4 of their own there. And then 2 by K-State in the top of the seventh. And then how about this? Ooh, in this game, this game got called after the eighth inning. I might be mistaken on that. I was caught up on the Big 12 basketball side yesterday, so I didn't see any of this game. But eight run, eighth inning for the Cape Cod State offense there, putting Houston to sleep in game one there. 20 runs for K-State, 20 hits, no errors. Houston, 8 runs, 6 hits. Odd line, 1 error in this game. James Gaet gets his third win of 2026. Chris Sentia gets his third loss of the year, 1-3 now. He drops to that there as well. We'll get to the lineup in a minute. James Gaet, 5 1/3, 4 hits, 6 runs. All those were earned. James Gaet, control issues, 6 walks. So BDU's saying, hey, we got to get our pitching in control. Well, Gaet, 6 walks, but luckily for this whole pitching staff, K-State offense was ready to play. Especially they came on and say, hey, we're not taking the foot off the gas. We're gonna keep the pedal to the metal. And Gaet struck out 4. Cole Wisenbaker, Tazewell Butler, 1 2/3, and then Aiden Longoria wrapped up the pitching there for your Wildcats last night. And Houston, on the other end, using 7 different pitchers. That included Paul Schmidt, the starting pitcher for Houston. He didn't last long. Going 2 1/3 there as well in this ball game. But Houston, let's get to this real quick. Houston, offensively, Trey Broussard, 2 for 3 last night, and he was the only player to go double hit, multi-hit in this game. But meanwhile, Shantira, my guy, breaking up that tie. He was the only one that went deep yesterday. I'm surprised that they didn't went deep more than what they did. So there's that. Micah Kendrick getting the leadoff spot. I don't know what's going on tonight at the moment, but Micah Kendrick, 2 for 5, 2 more hits. D. Kennedy raking, continues to rake. 3 more hits, 3 for 4, drove in a pair. Ty Simlowski, he went hitless on the evening, but Shantiro, Inu, my guy, 5 for 6, 6 runs driven in, and he's scored 4 runs as well. It's Vasco. He got 6 plate appearances last night, going 2 for 6 in the ball game as well. Grant Gallagher got a hit. He ended up scoring 5 runs. Grant Gallagher, they could get him out. They could get him off base. He was 1 for 1. He walked like the rest of the times. There as well, Carlos Vasquez also added a hit for K-State as well in this game 1 of 3. The Big 12 opening season for K-State, as K-State put that belt to Houston's ass last night, and they look to do the same here as they get going in game 2 here right now. Talking about this podcast here there as well. Let me see here. Yeah, Wildcats, 20 runs are the most runs scored in a conference opener in K-State history. You got to go back a ways in the 1920s. The last time that happened, they're K-State now improving to 4-6 in Big 12 openers in the Pete Hughes era. And they're going to look to keep things moving here as game 2 just starting the course. If you're fresh this podcast, if you're new and have a clue, why is Eddie so excited? Well, for one, yes, K-State baseball continues to win. Number 2, Eddie's about to come out of hiding and finally get some type of race under his belt. Because I'm tired of watching everybody else race. I want to have some fun for a little bit, right? So there's that. And despite all the circumstances, I'm ready to race. I'm supposed to race this weekend. I was supposed to race this weekend. And other circumstances, and always some stupid circumstance comes up for whatever reason. And I'm not going to blabber out those reasons right now. I'm fired up and I'm about to come out hiding. So there's that this upcoming week. And that's why I say, you know, Lawrence, EG3, and maybe it is, and maybe I talked this into existence by when I was training anyways. And for New York, I'm a veteran by now. I don't really call it training. I call it getting the miles in, you know what I mean? But, you know, getting ready for New York, well, it's going down tomorrow, but, you know, I might talk to them in existence, you know. I'd rather do the mile instead of doing this half marathon. Well, that could be coming true, baby. So I'm fired for that. I'm just wound up in general there as well. But again, Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Where our podcast is found free and available daily. Just record K-State Contest Oh, let me try that again. Wherever you get your podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things KZ Sports. And yes, I was supposed to record that might be pushed to tomorrow. I know it ain't Thursday yet anyways, but I know I'll talk to a person, not to be named yet. I was supposed to do something for him. I still got some time, but I need to get on that. But K-State Sports takes priority first. That's why this podcast all about there as well. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things KZ Sports. And yeah, stay tuned throughout the rest of the weekend here. I'm going to do my final fast workout early in the morning. I know it's supposed to turn crazy ass Midwest weather, something like that, tomorrow. So there's that. But yeah, so we got all that going on. I better quit rambling before I get in trouble here on this podcast. But anyways, K-State, game one, runs away from Houston. K-State 20, Houston 8. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, folks. Hit the alarm bell. Every time I update content daily, y'all, you first be notified about it. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Cats.